Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, March 7th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Senator Cruz calls for abolishing the IRS. Then, a man is charged with wiretapping for filming police. And are you ready to tell the DHS about your sex life? That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I mean, he's a bully perv. You want to start a fight with me, punk? Huh? You punk? You think you can shove me around?
We need to abolish the IRS.
That was Ted Cruz at CPAC yesterday calling for the abolishment of the IRS. Now, this was just something that was tossed around by liber terrorists in the past, but now I guess it's going mainstream thanks to the Republican Party there. But come on, we all know that the Republican Party would not know what to do with themselves if they weren't able to tax the American people to fund foreign wars and the defense budget, CIA, FBI, the war on drugs, you name it. I mean, they are, they're politicians after all. But calling for the abolishment of the IRS and the Federal Reserve, this isn't that crazy. I mean, it's actually a very great idea. And in fact, a lot of people have been trying to figure out how to circumvent these corrupt agencies. One of those mechanisms was Bitcoin. And a lot of people thought that this could be a way to get past the corrupt bureaucracy there. But now Newsweek is reporting that the elusive founder and creator of Bitcoin may have been working on behalf of the government. Newsweek reports that the Bitcoin founder did classified work for the U.S. military. After Newsweek's Leah McGrath Goodman tracked down Satoshi Nakamoto down at his humble house in L.A., she was apparently able to verify his role as the founder of Bitcoin when he said, "I am no longer involved in that, and I cannot discuss it. It's been turned over to other people. They are in charge of it now. I no longer have any connection." Now, later, he backpedaled when a bunch of other journalists descended upon his home, and he said his statement was taken out of context, and he wasn't involved with Bitcoin at all. But, of course, this revelation isn't going to sit well with users of the cryptocurrency. McGrath asks, did he act alone, or was he working for the government? Bitcoin has been linked to everything from the National Security Agency to the International Monetary Fund. Now, this revelation comes just days after another Bitcoin CEO was found dead in Singapore of an apparent suicide. So whatever the truth behind Nakamoto's history, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that he doesn't want to tie himself to Bitcoin, especially if he is working with the government. But his background working on classified projects for the military is only going to further the case for some people who believe that Bitcoin is just a Trojan horse for bringing in a one world currency and a cashless society. So that's definitely something to think about, especially as a lot of these Bitcoin exchanges disappear into thin air. Now, last year, we reported on the case of a Canadian woman who was stopped by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. They said that a systems check had found that she had had a mental episode in 2012 and that she would have to undergo a mental health check by a DHS-approved doctor in order to enter the United States. Well, now we have another case of this happening. This time, Christine Vonderhaar, a senior lecturer at Indiana University, was confronted by DHS officials. They obtained copies of her emails, and they began quizzing her about her sex life. Now, the professor was just traveling to the airport. She was helping a friend pick up some computer parts that had been shipped separately. Her friend, Greek national Dimitris Papatheodoropoulos, had already arrived in the country. He had a valid business visa, which allowed him to enter and leave the United States for a period of 10 years. Now, both Vonderhaar and Papatheodoropoulos were detained by DHS officers, and they were bombarded with questions about their private lives, including whether they had shared sexual relations. The feds were alleging that the two secretly conspired so that he could stay in the country illegally. Now, the lawsuit states, given that Mr. Papatheodoropoulos had retained his hard drive that contained these emails, the only way that the Customs and Border Protection agents could have reviewed them is if someone had surreptitiously monitored their communications and then reported those communications to these agents that were questioning her. And the lawsuit also states that the employees of the United States, it was admitted that employees of the United States had read email communications between them. Now, the Customs and Border Protection agent anyway seized Papathiotoropoulos' passport, and they commenced proceedings to remove him from the country, claiming he had misrepresented his intentions. Now, first of all, need I point out the hypocrisy here? Here we have a man who was granted a visa to enter and exit the United States for 10 years, and now they're kicking him out of the country. Meanwhile, we are pushing to just open the borders to illegals, coaching them before they even get here, how they can milk the system, letting them know that once they're here, we'll protect them, and there's all kinds of systems in place for them. What is happening here? But then, the other big issue is that the DHS is now obtaining people's emails. We had already reported before about the TSA is doing these pre-screen checks and Googling people and finding out information so that when you get to the gate, they can ask you about it. But now they're actually getting into people's emails. I did a report yesterday that talked about fusion centers. You definitely want to check that out because we have a whole bunch of private businesses who are in collusion with these fusion centers, and you might be surprised to know what kind of information they are sharing. But hey, they want to remind you, they're the masters, we're the slaves. They can know whatever they want to know about you, and they will. Just ask George Thompson. He was reminded of who's the master and who's the slave when he was recording a police officer who was talking on the cell phone and just yelling loud expletives. And Mr. Thompson yelled across the street, "Hey, you know, keep it down. Why don't you stop using that bad language?" And the cop was like, "Why don't you shut the F up and mind your effing business?" So after he said this, Thomas pulls out his cell phone and he begins recording it. The cop sees it and immediately stops what he's doing, runs across the street and insults the guy and then puts him in handcuffs. The police report claims that Thompson was attempting to film secretly. Thompson outright denies this claim, saying he had his arm completely outstretched as he filmed. And unfortunately, the cell phone footage was mysteriously deleted in police custody 2 days after the incident. Now, according to Massachusetts state law, it's a crime to audio record anyone without them knowing, but many consider that law null and void, given the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the right to film police in public. They have no expectation of privacy, just like everyone else, the general population. They shouldn't either. But first of all, it's not wiretapping to record police on your cell phone. Wiretapping is what Piers Morgan did when he tapped into the phones of people he was trying to do stories on through his tabloid newspaper, actually eavesdropping on their phone calls without their knowledge. That's wiretapping. So here they're just twisting the law. But secondly, no one is talking about how the police tampered with evidence. What about that? Tampering with the evidence. They make this guy spend the night in jail. They charge him with wiretapping and resisting arrest, of course. So if they're not going to get in trouble for that. They just do what they want. And remember, masters, slaves. This is how apparently things are working here in America, where the public servants have now turned into the public masters. Implementation of the laws arbitrarily. And the FAA tried this as well. They attempted to sue a photographer who had used a drone to film above a college campus at the University of Virginia. He is a photographer, and Raphael Perker is the only person that the FAA has tried to sue. The FAA sought to fine him under its regulation against operating an aircraft in a careless or reckless manner so as to endanger the life or property of another, which the agency argued applies to drones. But the fact is, there is no law that says model aircrafts can't fly. There just aren't any laws against commercial drone use. And a judge agreed with Perker, and they dismissed the suit. So this is a significant decision because for the first time ever, we have guidance from a judge on whether that 2007 ban on commercial drone operation is legally enforceable. And apparently this judge is saying it's not. There are no laws governing that. So the FAA is now working on a proposal for drones weighing less than 55 pounds. That'll be out later in the year. This is great news for Amazon and the other companies who are hoping to bring drone delivery right to your doorstep, at least for a few more months before the FAA drops their regulations. Fly the drones. Now, coming up, John Bowne has an excellent in-depth look. He's going to expose the hidden racist past of the Democratic Party. It is quite eye-opening. They're so quick to call the Republicans out, but man, how quickly they forgot where they actually came from. You're not going to want to miss that. And then right after that, we are going to have the incredible 5-week transformation of Shane Steiner. You're not going to want to miss this.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. The very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com. The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is.
The Democrats have been on the offensive for far too long, deeming any who oppose their views as racist. But many people don't realize that it was the Republican Party that spearheaded the abolition movement, beginning with Democratic Republican Party member Thomas Jefferson. Yes, Jefferson was a slaveholder, but he included bold anti-slavery language in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence that was removed. As president on March 2, 1807, Jefferson signed the act prohibiting importation of slaves. This act took effect in 1808 and was the earliest allowed under the Constitution. In 1863, Republican President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed slaves held in the Confederate States. The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution took effect in December 1865 and finally ended slavery throughout the United States. That year, the Ku Klux Klan was founded. Historian Eric Foner observed that basically, the Klan was the military muscle behind the agenda of the Democratic Party, the plantation owner class, and all those truly afflicted with a mental disorder that is racism. The Klan's purposes were to reverse the interlocking changes sweeping over the South during Reconstruction, to destroy the Republican Party's infrastructure, undermine the Reconstruction state, reestablish control of the black labor force, and restore racial subordination in every aspect of Southern life. By any means necessary, the Klan sought this agenda by threats and violence, including the murder against black and white Republicans. The federal government passed the Force Acts to combat the Klan, but they rose up again. More than 2,000 people were killed, wounded, and otherwise in Louisiana within a few weeks prior to the presidential election of November 1868. Although the parish had registered a Republican majority of 1,071, after the murders, no Republicans voted in the fall elections. White Democrats cast the full vote of that parish for Republican Ulysses S. Grant's opponent. The KKK killed and wounded more than 200 black Republicans. 13 captives were taken from jail and shot. A pile of 25 bodies was found in the woods. The Klan made people vote Democratic and gave them certificates of that fact. Furnifold Simmons, a Democratic chairman, ranted about the pervasiveness of black power in an editorial for the Raleigh News and Observer. The Republican Party has the Negro on its hands, and it has to pay some respect to his wishes, the Democrat explained. Furthermore, to hold the Negro solid, the party must give him local offices in the counties and towns where he is numerous. If the party gives him these local offices, then bad government must follow, the Democrat reasoned with obvious stupidity. In 1939, Planned Parenthood pioneer and leftist Margaret Sanger began the Negro Project. To bring people along willingly, she enlisted black preachers to support sterilization. She outlined the deceitful plan in a letter to Clarence Gamble of the Procter & Gamble Empire.
We should hire 3 or 4 colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population.
During the 1950s and 1960s, the Klan forged alliances with Southern police departments. Several members of the KKK groups were convicted of murders and the deaths of civil rights workers and children in the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. Meanwhile, a group of African-American students enrolled in Little Rock Central High School in 1957. Their enrollment was followed by the Little Rock Crisis, in which the students were initially prevented from entering the racially segregated school by the governor of Arkansas. It took the intervention of a Republican President Eisenhower to allow the Little Rock Nine to make American civil rights history. As the horrors of the national civil rights battle dragged on, Democratic President LBJ was pressured to sign the Civil Rights Act of 1964, outlawing discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, and the Voting Act of 1965, designed to enforce the voting rights guaranteed by the 14th and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution. But behind closed doors, LBJ said this:
"These Negroes are getting pretty uppity these days, and that's a problem for us since they've got something now they never had before. The political pull to back up their uppityness. Now, we've got to do something about this. We've got to give them a little something that's just enough to quiet them down, not enough to make a difference. I'll have them, N-word, voting Democratic for the next 200 years.
And it's so frustrating to see all of this unfolding and the fact that they're using race-based politics to say, turn your guns in or you're racist. Support Obamacare or you're racist. And whites have been so conditioned to be politically correct that they could say, go jump off a cliff, white person, or you're racist. And the average white person would probably jump off a cliff, even with their newborn baby, if ordered to do so by Rachel Maddow or Ed Schultz.
The horrific history of the Democratic Party all but forgotten. Gradually, the Republican Party that had been carrying the torch for the rights of all men was painted into the white Southern racist party by the Democrats.
They're trying to act like they have no connection in the past and in the present to what I'm talking about, literally preying on your ignorance.
Welfare that had supported the poor white man now went to the 70% of the minority population that gleefully shifted over to the Democratic Party, not even realizing that they had been led into a life of welfare and a system designed to destroy the family. This report is not an endorsement of either party. It is simply the history that we must relearn or be doomed to repeat.
See, the globalists are playing everybody off against everybody. That's why we have to unify around ideas and liberty, not around skin color.
Shit.
symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah, over the last couple of months, I've been doing a lot of eating over the holidays, and I've been slightly depressed, and this has actually helped out a lot. And
well, you hadn't told me that.
Well, Gucci already noticed that I wasn't my usual self, and bottle this to try out. I'm telling you, I'm already starting to feel a whole lot better.
And he did say, you know, I'm trying to go back into the gym and everything.
Yeah.
I said, well, just try this. And he was like, well, I don't know, you know, is it good? And I said, yeah, give it a try.
This is completely candid. You weren't even going to be.
No, I wasn't even going to be in this.
Okay, well, Shane was just saying, wow, this stuff's really great after like 4 or 5 days. Now you're telling me you mentally, what did it do?
I'm a lot sharper, definitely. And I'm in a whole lot better mood. And I'm actually wanting to go do some, like, before pictures to see what over like the next 4 or 5 weeks we'll do.
So you're really going to do this?
I'm really going to do this.
Okay, because, you know, I've known you since high school. You're on the gun show with us. Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad that Gucci already gave you a bottle of that. No, but I was interrupting you earlier. What did you immediately feel when you were doing it, and why do you want to do this?
Well, I was actually just trying it out. I wasn't really expecting anything from it. And after probably 3 or 4 days, I was in a better mood, and I was, you know, wanting to go to the gym.
Steiner, we're going to see what happens in a month and in 2 months. Any final thoughts? And we're doing this.
I guess I'm going to have to start going to the gym now.
The video you just saw was shot on Anthony Gucciardi's iPhone 5 5 weeks ago, and it was totally impromptu. We were talking about the rave reviews we were getting from listeners and viewers about Super Male Vitality. And my friend Shane Steiner, who does a gun show with us, was here, and he's a fitness enthusiast and was getting ready to hit it really hard in the gym again. And he said, you know what, let me try it. I mean, I'm sure your products are good, but let's see what it really does. And so I said, fine, let's shoot a video on the iPhone, and if you have a big effect, you have to promise to come in and endorse it. Well, a couple of weeks later, he says, man, that stuff really works. 5 weeks later, he's like, all the trainers at the gym want it. What the hell is in it? Well, we're going to talk about that today, but bottom line, it is concentrated organic herbs and other compounds, cold pressed and then purified, and that's why I can only personally take half the dose. Now, I've been doing mainly cardio, and even my high stress life, everybody can see I've lost some weight and gotten a lot healthier.
It just helps me work out, jog further, everything. It's done wonders. But joining us to talk about it is Anthony Gucciardi, who helped develop it with Dr. Grip. Anthony heads up one of the largest health sites in the world, Natural Society, also the news site, StoryLink.com. And, of course, Shane Steiner is a good friend of mine since high school. And it's just exciting to see the dramatic results that he's gone through in just 5 weeks. He's going to be back in here with us again in another 5 weeks to see what the Supermal Vitality has done. Shane, thanks for being the guinea pig, buddy.
Hey, you know what? I was telling Gucciardi that had we not been friends, I probably wouldn't have tried it. I mean, because I've tried every supplement that there is on the market. But as soon as I started taking the Supermal Vitality, I was in the gym. You know, I would work out twice as long and twice as hard. And so I started handing it out to trainers and stuff at the gym. And they are, like, calling me, asking me, like, hey, can you get me some more? So it's really helping out. I take this first thing in the morning, and it gives me a pick-me-up. And it doesn't get me wired like coffee does, but it gives me a mental boost.
I mean, we only brought out 3 products in 8 months. That's because I went to all the experts. We're still trying to find more products. We just can't find something good enough. I mean, most people cut corners. We could put a dollar worth of stuff in a bottle and sell it like the big brands do. This stuff's costing us like $10, $15, $20 a bottle just to get the raw herbs and then concentrate them. We've gone the extra miles to bring people the best. But again, it's not just for weightlifting. It's not just for overall health we found. It really is vitality. What's happening here?
Well, you know, we could talk about the research for 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours. So there's voluminous amounts of research as to what's going on here, the natural production of testosterone, all of it. But I actually wanted to segue into something Shane told me yesterday. He called me up because, again, he was just supposed to come in today to take some photos. This all is spur-of-the-moment stuff because we were amazed by his testimonial. But I was particularly moved by his friend's testimonial because it reimburses this reality that we are helping people with this product, and it is about the high-quality ingredients.
Wait a minute. Are you allowed to tell the story?
Well, are you okay with it? Your friend who took it with...
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Well, I hope it's okay to talk about it, but Shane told me yesterday, he called me up and he said, hey, man, you know, I've been taking this, going to the gym and taking it in the gym for, you know, physical reasons and everything, but my friend, who's really into powerlifting and all of that, he said, hey, I want some of that because I can see the gains, the muscle gains you're having. But ultimately, he went home and he was texting him, he forwarded me some of the text, about how his fiance is really actually the one who's mostly impressed with Super Male Vitality. The sex life, he said, was just like totally bombshell, and that the physical attributions within the gym and everything, increased strength, all that, were great, but it was really at home where it was making a difference. And that's awesome. You know, if someone's life can be enhanced in multiple ways through this.
Well, that's what's exciting is, and again, folks, I just challenge viewers out there, get a bottle, you're supporting the InfoWar, libertarian, constitutional free speech, Second Amendment, property rights, family. You're supporting this media organization that self-funds. We're not like MSNBC that gets stimulus money or NPR that gets tax money. We're funded by viewers like you buying the high-quality products. I know if you'll just try it, we've not had any bad reviews of this product. People are going, whoa, I've tried other supplements. They didn't do this. What is this? Well, what it is Super Male Vitality.
And look, and again,
let's just say it's barbarian juice.
And again, you know, because we're friends, I tried it, and I can't tell you how happy I am that I can honestly say, like, you know, I'll stand behind this 100%.
People should check it out for themselves because it's not a joke. I mean, it's real.
You would think that something that allows you to go out and work out really intense, you know, would make you like on edge all day. It actually makes me feel really mellow when I take it. I can think clearly. And I can go in and work out, but I just overall just feel better. And it helps me sleep better as well.
Guys, I want to get back to the aphrodisiac effect of this because, I mean, let's not lie to people. There's a lot of chemical stuff out there that does the same thing but has a lot of side effects. This, quite frankly, has a bigger effect on women. And before we started shooting this today, you were saying your buddy's issue was, though, is he's all crazed and fired up now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asking, is there something for me? The truth is, this is even better for women when it comes to libido, is what we found. You have to try it for yourselves out there, folks.
Basically, the environment is polluted with estrogen and estrogen mimickers. We're hit on a daily basis, including women. The maintaining of hormone balance is key. If you have proper hormone balance, you're going to have a high libido.
Yeah, that's what Group says. It just makes you go back into what you're supposed to be like.
Exactly. If this was 1,000 years ago, we'd all be like that.
And nothing increases libido like testosterone. I mean, that's what makes men. When I really knew that it was making a difference is when I would go into the gym and would forget to take it. And I would just be kind of out of it and thinking, what is my deal today? And then I would remember. That's why I keep it in the truck, because I always forget it sometimes, and I'd run out the truck, take a couple drop of fools, and then it's on.
And as folks can see on screen, there he is 5 weeks ago, Shane Steiner, and there he is 5 weeks later, photos taken today. We've got about half the office has been on it for about 8 weeks or so, and I've gotten nothing but positive reviews from everyone and the callers of the show. I've just been honest with me, with my physiology and whatever, that I'm sure it's because I'm hormonally unbalanced or something. It's doing something with it. I'm just telling folks that they need to, you know, obviously go slow with it, because it's, I mean, we're not selling placebo Kool-Aid here. Mm-hmm. This is hardcore herbs. This is not a game.
Yeah, you may need to only take one dropper full. I've taken root extracts before.
It's the fruit inside of it.
And they've been horrible tasting.
You know why? This is glycerin organic based.
Usually they'll say mix with juice or some other drink so that you can fire it down. This, you can just take it right in your mouth.
Straight in the dropper.
And so, yeah, that's another great point about it.
The thing about this is it is a clear liquid, but it does have some grit from the real root. And when you taste it, you can taste, if you read the ingredients and you actually research it, you can individually select every single one of the ingredients and taste them. You know, most supplements, in fact, will have, there's a real number and a number they put it in. So, for example, they can say that it's 2 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, to get that 2 milligrams of vitamin C, you might have to put 10 milligrams of vitamin C to actually yield 2 milligrams of vitamin C. This is the real deal. This is a real balanced formula with all the right amounts inside. And it's no joke. It's not a placebo. It's not a game. This is the real formula that took 5 years to develop, 6 years to launch.
Our pledge at InfoWarsLife.com is to only bring you the very best research products. That's why we've only put out 3 in the last 8 months. We could have 100 out right now. We've got several others in the pipeline, but it's very hard to get the raw ingredients. In fact, we've sold out of Supermel Vitality already once and had to wait a month until we got more of the raw wet herbs. That's its secret. That's why it's so powerful. Now, I'll be honest with you. I just know it works. I don't understand how it all works. You need to go to InfoWarsLife.com. You can see informational videos with Dr. Group and others breaking it down scientifically. You can see all the write-ups and the ingredients and all the information at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, this has not been evaluated by the FDA, and we are not saying that it is a drug. It is simply a supplement that we have developed that has given me amazing, amazing results. And by purchasing it, you do support the First Amendment and our broadcast. Again, I want to thank Shane Steiner and Anthony Gucciardi for their great work with Supermel Vitality. And until 5 weeks from now, have a great time and happy weightlifting, Shane.
Thank you.
That's it for the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. If you're watching us on YouTube, please go over to Prison Planet TV and become a subscriber. There you'll get instant access to all the news, the special reports, movies, rants, the Alex Jones Show live. It's instant streaming. You can share your username and password with 11 other people. And our operation is funded with people like you. We don't have big contracts by pharmaceutical companies pushing all of their SSRIs. We are funded by you, the viewer, so please support this operation and continue to help fight the info war. Thank you again, and we'll see you here Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Corporation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.